Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Securities and Exchange Commission filing shows Tesla CEO Elon Musk has filed to exit a multi-billion dollar deal with Twitter over concerns about its spam bots and the lack of transparency at Twitter for the information. The Consumer Price Index for June comes out Wednesday, with inflation already at a 30-year high under the Biden administration. Economists on Fox Business say this report will show inflation continues to be out of control. Yardeni Research President Edward Yardeni.
It's going to be bad news again. I think it'll be up something like 1.1%. We all have to spend money on food, fuel, and rent. Lower income, lower wage workers are the ones that are getting squeezed hardest because they have no choice but to allocate most of their budget to these essentials.
We are USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Arizona is moving forward with school vouchers, meaning the money the state pays for a child's education will follow the student and not directly to the public school where some are being accused of indoctrinating children.
Arizona Governor Doug Ducey is expanding the state school voucher program to all of the more than 1 million public school students in the state. Rebecca Fredericks, founder of the Kids in Country, says this means that public schools will no longer have a monopoly on public financing.
This is no small victory because for too long, students and their teachers have been trapped in failing schools run by the K-12 cartel, also known as so-called teacher unions.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Fredericks adding parents and teachers are finally awake after the COVID pandemic. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Throughout the years, plans for livable habitats on the Moon and Mars have come down to one big problem, gravity. Japanese researchers at Kyoto University in Tokyo presented a massive 1,300-foot-tall rotating drum called the GLASS. By spinning the drum, it could create artificial gravity in an environment void of gravity. As Democrats continue to oppose voter ID laws, President Trump claimed at a rally in Alaska over the weekend the reason Democrats oppose voter ID laws is because authenticated ballots would damage their actual votes come election time. Another brainchild of the far left is to allow illegal immigrants in America to vote in our elections. This could be considered the worst foreign influence. Ohio Secretary of State Republican Frank LaRose on Newsmax says Ohioans will vote this fall to block such measures.
I believe that the people of Ohio are going to speak loud and clearly this November when they have the opportunity on the ballot to do so. And they're going to say that American elections are only for American citizens. It's actually interesting that I'm here at the National Secretary of State's Conference in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. You see the mighty Mississippi behind me. This is a topic of conversation that several of us are bringing up in our states throughout the country. you know, it should be a bipartisan issue. Unfortunately, the same issue went to the Ohio House and passed with very few Democrats voting to support it. So maybe they had a different view over in the Ohio House than they did in the Ohio Senate.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. Insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. We've got Jason Ho joining us in just a moment, talking about the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, the cause of most of the world's problems today. So how do we stop them? How do we help liberate the Chinese people? Lead designer of the F-35 flight control and image-to-play system, expert on Huawei 2.0 organization, expert on China and technology theft is here to talk about it. Jason, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Appreciate to have me here.
Well, Jason, that's quite the headline, and I would say that I have to agree with you on the surface when you think about how intrusionary the CCP has become, and that they've done it. You got to hand it to them, you know, in doing a great job in capturing the key influencers, our elected officials, and others in our country to, in a sense, hijack our own constitution. Have they not?
That's correct. This is a difficult fight, and most people and heard my story. They think this. Somewhat kind of spy movie, but they think more excited than spy movie. But on the other hand, whoever heard my story, they are worried, is my life in danger? So this is a dilemma. And definitely, exposing the CCP is not an easy task. But on the other hand, I think we are not in position to engage this type of fight. So definitely, everyone would worry when they think about the reality, how to fight against the CCP. That's the dilemma.
What does the West need to understand, Jason, about the Chinese Communist Party from the get-go? Because, you know, we talk about what they're doing with the Uyghurs and you know, what they've done in other areas there in Asia and in other countries. I mean, they don't hold to the same civil, you know, values that most of us in the West would hold to. But somehow we seem to want to give them space and accommodation. And how do you, you know, as some would say, how would you not expect to put hot coals in your lap and not get burnt?
This is extremely difficult, because the most terrible part is now the CCP is fully controlled the narrative. If you look at, for example, the Google or YouTube, you can criticize Putin, you can criticize Russia, you can talk about how rude, how cruel Russia is invading Ukraine, but you cannot criticize China. You cannot talk about Xi Jinping. You cannot tell people in China LGBT is a crime. You have to be put in jail. You cannot talk in China. The abortion right is highly limited only to the time when they think it's due to fit, and they don't want to talk about it. They only want to talk about whatever they try to say. When they control the narrative, then the CCP or the people supporting CCP, they become fearless because people doesn't know the truth. And the most worst part, people cannot know the truth. And only the people like you are and try to bring the truth to people, let people understand. So we need more people like you and willing to let Americans to know what the CCP is. The fight actually sounds terrible, but not so difficult. As long as everyone knows the truth, the liars can never tell lies.
Mm-hmm. Well, the challenging thing, as you said earlier, Jason, is that when our elected officials have been, as Miranda Devine and Peter Schweitzer have reported, been elite captured, I mean, they're beholden to the Chinese. And anytime something is not said correctly here in this country, boy, they're very quick to take exception, as you mentioned earlier, rightfully so. They control the newsrooms, throughout the country. These newsrooms, these corporations are beholden to the communist Chinese. They have bought and they have bought the influence in every aspect and every part and every institution of America, including our campuses. I mean, you know, for a while there, they were talking about the Confucius Institute. Over 40 universities have been, you know, hijacked and are controlled by the CCP. But suddenly that has gone quiet as well, right?
That's correct. Because if you look at I'm in the Silicon Valley, and always I say this is the capital of the evil. Because it's not how they bought our corporation. It's actually those corporations is part of the CCP because they carry out the CCP propaganda. And in Google, it's difficult to search, but you can find it. How Zuckerberg and greeted the China, the censorship czar, and who controlled the internet. And how Zuckerberg showed Mao's book in front of him to say, and Mao is the one he respects most. And this is the reality of the corporate culture today. In our sense, in our point of view, this is not a CCP infiltration. This is the fact they are part of the CCP. They are doing the work the CCP wants to do. But on the other hand, Facebook is not allowed in China. Why is that? Because, probably most Americans, it's hard to realize. Also, they don't want you to know the CCP actually has 17 factions. This is not single power. There's a lot of internal conflicts and challenges. Not everyone happy about, everyone in Communist Party happy about Xi Jinping going to be the emperor of China and going to be the president of China, chairman of Communist Party forever. In that case, and actually inside, they need to have tight control. Even the people like Zuckerberg, so much made for the CCP, but they have a concern about it. But on the other hand, with people in China and the outside world, they will do whatever they can to push out their narrative.
Jason, based on your experience, I mean, you've had a lot of technology experience. You're an expert on Huawei 2.0 organization and technology theft and that. Let me ask you, how involved do you think the CCP was in the last election, the 2020 election?
And, you know, this is a difficult question. If I say any truth about it, usually the top censorship would come. And I think a lot of people overlooked the CCP actually acquired a company, very important company in the U.S., through a fund in Hong Kong. And the company is SolarWind. SolarWind in control a lot of security of government. They control the backbone of internet. And most terrible part on the technology point of view, I always try to warn people. And SolarWind controlled a new technology called the Software Defined Network. It's a very beautiful name, SDN, beautiful name. It means it allows an external control of our internet easily. They turn on the switch, people can control internet, can do the censorship they want, to do the filtering they want, and in the sense of security. And this is a terrible part of technology. Sometimes they tell you, we are bringing better security to the world, we provide better security solutions. In reality, actually, inside is a terrible solution.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's all about control, isn't it?
Definitely, because if you control the software-defined network, if you control the SDN, then easy to control the network messages. Once you control the network message, you will no longer know the message is true or false. Just like the voting system. You will no longer know the voting
exactly.
And the result you have obtained.
Well, Jason, we got to go to break. We've got more from Jason Ho after this.
The phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Back with you 19 minutes after top of the hour. Jason Ho is with us. I was just thinking about Jason's background. Here he is. He's was the lead designer of the flight control and image display systems of the U.S. F-35 jet fighters. I mean, you're like the Top Gun's Top Gun, Jason, huh?
This is a not good thing to me. After I got position, when I was young and naive, admitted I've been targeted by CCP. They have the sophisticated people surrounding me, and And they successfully took major part of technology, and especially through the U.S. allies and the company called the TSMC, Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Corporation. I was the first one, probably the first one, or at least among the first, reported Huawei. Also, I believe I was the first one reported TSMC. They are working under the CCP, trying to get the U.S. most advanced technology. But unfortunately, back in 2002, when I report those to the U.S. authorities, they are commented. And from U.S. position, they try to help China to be prosperous. Also, they don't believe China has interest on the high-tech weapons and from the U.S. Also, they believe once China became rich and prosperous, and they will have a democratic system that's aligned with the U.S. interest. That's what I received answer back in 2002.
Right. Yeah, and how did that work out? I mean, that's been a bad theory that's proven just the opposite. Now, what about the Chinese people themselves, Jason? Are they just going along to get along and just keeping their heads down?
China is complicated. China is more like United Europe, and there are so many different races, and there are about 3,000 major languages, different dialects, and this is extremely and complicated. So in China, we can look two parts, because a lot of people doesn't understand China well, especially most people talk about China. They never live one day here. And because I was working with the U.S. companies and have chance to travel in very often. So the China, 70% people, I think they are regular people, and they try to make their ends live. That's the common party designed to do, and to make sure they don't have time to think about anything else. So they have no interest about politics, they have no interest about anything. They just want to live their lives. Another 30%, they have a better life, but they have good access to the foreign media. But unfortunately, foreign media now, the mainstream media actually is carrying out the CCP propaganda. Therefore, their judgment, their information might not be accurate, but they are not synchronized with the CCP, especially for those 30% people, majority, they don't like Xi Jinping to be the emperor of China, because that's what they have been told to be against with. So this is actually it's a very good opportunity for the U.S. to take some action and to reduce the CCP and influence.
Mm-hmm. So you think that there is, as you say, that opportunity to where maybe the original vision, going back to Richard Nixon, that if we supported the CCP or, China, that eventually they would come to embrace democracy?
That type of propaganda they try to push out from the beginning. And that's the most misleading talk and the most leading theory. But they're not the only one, definitely, for nowadays. But that's the most misleading in theory about China. They don't understand the Communist Party. And the way the Communist Party can hold the tight control is not because people like the CCP. It's because people need to survive. And China has two purposes: to make a society to be manageable. One, to make everyone useful in it. And made us weak. We can do something, but we cannot think. Another way is make people have no time to think about how we can fight the CCP, but we have to make our life meet. That's what they try to do to corrupt the U.S. economy.
Mm-hmm. Do you see some of that strategy being employed here in the United States? We know in Canada, Justin Trudeau said he loved the way, China was governing the people. And just as you laid out, it's not by choice, it's by force. And they have their ways to make you comply. And it just seems like, we've got American politicians employing the Chinese strategy to get people to comply with their wishes and not with the liberties enshrined in the U.S. Constitution.
I think the most misconception from the U.S. politicians who are supporting the CCP, they think they're on top of CCP. They are helping CCP for the purpose to reach their goals and to get their benefits. But always I try to warn them, they are underestimating the CCP. The CCP can be so strong. We have to look at history from about 150 years ago when CCP was nothing in China. How they become so powerful so rapidly? Because they know how to and take advantage of people's wishes, desires, and they will take you out in the time you never imagined. So I always warn the U.S. politicians, when you want to support the CCP or want to in favor of the CCP, it looks like they are your good friends. They're helping you to do whatever you want. They can help you to win election. They can help you to do the successful fundraising. But in the end, you will be disappeared. You always, everyone is expendable.
Exactly. And that's a hard thing because the greed of the West is such that it really leaves itself vulnerable. And this is something we talked about earlier, Jason, on the show, is that the number one concern that elected officials have is getting reelected. Well, you've got a lot of money coming out of the CCP, you know, buying influence here, right?
This is the influence, not only money, the influence is the media. And if you're with the CCP, you have all the praises from the media, from the mainstream, and also you can easily be searched. And by the Google, you can be popular at any type of social media. That's the reality. And not only money, but the influences.
This is amazing. I mean, they've got this figured out. It's like they're playing, you know, multiple levels of chess, and it seems like the West is still caught up in checkers, you know, as they would say, right?
They always say this is a dictatorship advantage because they have no such concern about the foreign influences or popular influences because they control the narrative. They control the machine, control the tool. And Mao Zedong, when he established China, he has envisioned that they will take over the world because he said the CCP is the only expert understand how to control the influence, control the narrative to everyone.
Well, we touched on this a moment ago. We got about 2.5 minutes left, Jason, and I wanted to get, again, a clear read from you and regarding the state audits of the 2020 presidential election ballots. Big lie or big steal? What do you say?
This is really horrible because supposedly for a normal country, I didn't talk about a democracy country, democratic country. I just talk about normal country. We should be able to talk about whatever we think is necessary, especially regarding the public matters. And we cannot say there's election fraud, but we cannot say there's no election fraud. Actually, we need to have a chance to study exam carefully. If we take up that chance, what does that mean? The same as the CCP since the China won, and we must have a chance to examine those. But the companies in the Silicon Valley will not allow us to do that. They will take out whatever, and we want to touch that matters. Everyone will receive the strongest censorship once we touch this. So if we want to resolve election issues, we should look at those issues first. If we look at the election machine, look at those fraud activities, this is the result, not the source. So I hope people may spend more energy on the source, not just the chasing how to fix the result.
Well, that's the thing about a lie, Jason, and you've known that. I mean, anybody who... You know, you grow up and we've all been exposed to lies, and whenever we deal with it, it's uncomfortable. It just won't go away. I mean, and this is what's going on, much to the concern of, those that believe that Joe Biden somehow, but yet you've got a majority of Americans believe that there was fraud in the election. So it's one of those things that won't go away. I mean, you know, it was funny because you go back and you think, well, you know, fraud happened back during the Nixon-Kennedy election of 1960. It just kind of like people just accepted, they just moved on. And there's been cheating and fraud going on ever since and all along, probably from day one, if you look at it. And, we even had former Attorney General, Eric Holder, who swore that there was no voter fraud that ever took place. There was no such thing. I mean, how laughable. I mean, people are getting arrested. They're spending time in jail for voter fraud, but I guess it doesn't exist. Jason Ho has been with us. Jason, thank you so much for the time. Look forward to having you back. Appreciate the insight.
This
Take care.
Is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments.
Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
A Securities and Exchange Commission filing shows Tesla CEO Elon Musk has filed to exit a multi-billion dollar deal with Twitter over concerns about its spam bots and the lack of transparency at Twitter for the information. The Consumer Price Index for June comes out Wednesday, with inflation already at a 30-year high under the Biden administration. Economists on Fox Business say this report will show inflation continues to be out of control. Yardeni Research President Edward Yardeni.
It's going to be bad news again. I think it'll be up something like 1.1%. We all have to spend money on food, fuel, and rent. Lower wage workers are the ones that are getting squeezed hardest because they have no choice but to allocate most of their budget to these essentials.
We are USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back with you, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, for the last several decades at least, we have been witnessing the attack on the family. Families have been attacked three ways to Sunday. And here we are, if we can pause for just a moment, because we have an expert, Dr. Warren Farrell, back with us, who is known for his book, The Boy Crisis. And he is certainly one of America's thought leaders. And it's great to have him back with us to address, you know, the fallout of all this, because we are realizing that our family has been under attack, fatherhood has been under attack, marriage has been under attack, and who've been the victims, the casualties of all this? I say it's been our sons and daughters. I think Dr. Farrell might agree, though the focus is on the boy crisis and as it relates here recently with these recent shootings. And we're going to talk about that specifically. But generally, Dr. Farrell, if it's okay with you, let's talk about the injury, the casualty of this war on families.
Yes, absolutely. First of all, it's wonderful to be back with you again. I always enjoy our shows together. I think one of the best ways of seeing it is that we're blaming mass shootings, like in Buffalo. We blamed it on replacement theory style hatred. We blame it often on access to guns. We blame them on poor family values, on violence in the media, violence in video games, and on mental illness. But our daughters live in the same families with the same family values, have the same access to the same guns, the same video games, the same violence in video games, the same violence in media. And they suffer overlapping and similar mental illnesses. Yet our daughters aren't doing the killings, and our sons are. Yeah. And so I think what we've been blind to is sort of two of the underlying causes. If our boys are doing the killings, why the boys? And there has been, in fact, a boy crisis globally that has increased in recent years. And when you look at, but many boys are, you know, are perfectly fine and doing very well. Mm-hmm. And so what is there about certain boys that is not so fine? And what I found in my research when I submitted the proposal for the Boy Crisis book, I had 10 causes outlined of the boy crisis, and I was expecting to devote about equal time to each cause. But every time I did, I started to do that, I found that one cause dominated by a long shot, and that is basically that the boy crisis resides where dads do not reside.
Oh, yeah, that's
and
clear.
You see this in the mass shooters, especially the school mass shooters. As a rule, dad deprivation is common to mass shooters, but it's more common proportionally to the school shooters, and the more intensely they plan and plot the school shootings, the more likely they are to be dad deprived. So, for example, in the 21st century, there have been 7 school shooters who have killed 10 or more people. 6 of them we know the family backgrounds on. All 6 of them, including the most recent one in Texas, all 6 of them were boys and dad-deprived boys. And so, and the last one is a really good example, the last one in Uvalde. The boy very rarely saw his father. He lived with his mother. He got into huge fights with his mother, so he went on to live with his grandmother. He was bullied. He had speech impediments. He got into a fight with his grandmother when he dropped out of school. I imagine the fight was probably about, dropping out of school, not doing his homework, all those types of things.
Right.
These are very common characteristics to dad-deprived boys. And so with all those vulnerabilities, obviously when a boy doesn't do well, and he's in his teenage years, girls are not attracted to losers. They're attracted to winners.
Yeah.
And so what he's experiencing, if we put the shoe on the other foot, what he's experiencing is this rejection from females sexually. But it's even more important that he feels rejected in a relationship-wise. If a guy is tall and handsome, he may and he's a dropout, he may have a sexual relationship. But in the final analysis, young women will reject him, especially if they're interested in having children.
Right.
And so when boys are going around with a speech impediment, being bullied, as this boy in Texas was, dropping out of high school, what you can see there is this enormous vulnerability, this like, I am nothing. And so the guns then become a magnifier for that. The boys like this, they will try to find guns as powerful as they can to compensate for their feelings of powerlessness.
Exactly. Yeah. Because if they feel like they're nothing, I got to be something somewhere, somehow. And just as this young man in Uvalde did, I mean, he was looking for his 15 minutes of fame.
Oh, exactly. And you saw this. I mean, this is not just a theory on my part. But you saw this in the fact that he was putting pictures of him with his guns on TikTok and on Instagram. But he was also had this a woman he hadn't really even met, but just had some visionary contact with. She did exist. Her name was Anita, and she was his quasi-imaginary girlfriend. And he would say to her in text, he would say to her, pay attention to me, watch me, I'm going to be something, I'm going to stand out, you're going to hear about me. These were, and it's so easy to see. I mean, it was so transparent, if you will, that boys like this, they feel completely without power, and so they'll reach out for something that will make them have the illusion or give them that 15 minutes of fame, that experience of, you'll hear about me,
right.
Important. And that was also, this dad deprivation is not as common, but quite common to the mass shooters in general. Nicholas Cruz, did the Parkland High School shooting. Robert Bowers, who did the synagogue shooting. David Katz, who did the Jacksonville shooting. Elliot Rogers, UC Santa Barbara. And Dylan Ruth, the Charleston Church shooting. A very high percentage, I'd say probably my best guess would be about 75 to 80% of the non-school shooter mass shooters are dad-deprived boys.
Dr. Farrell, I just got a text from my good friend, Tennessee Bob. He reminded us that that the Uvalde shooter not only was bullied, but he was a bully himself. And I guess that's what bullies do, right? I mean, it's the circle of life in the bully world, right? You bully, you're bullied, then you become a bully, and it just seems to go into a cycle, right?
Yes. Bullies and bullies and the bullied have a lot in common. They both have low self-esteem. They're both feeling hurt and angry. They're both feeling that they're not seen. And that's one of the reasons. In terms of it being, I'm very much oriented. The Boy Crisis book. When I did the research for it, I made a promise to myself: I would not include a single problem that did not have a solution. And that I couldn't provide a solution for on the family level, on the school level, or on the legislative level. And fortunately, some of these solutions have now become the law in places like Florida. But more importantly, there's a need for, with the bullied and the bullying, there's a need for communication. And when I was touring Scandinavia, I stopped in schools in Denmark. They have communication skills training from first grade on. So you have the bully and the bullied talk to each other, and not just to each other, but they're in a circle. And the class goes out and they play, and then and then they come back in. And they say, "What happened on that playground? What were your experiences?" And the bully says, the bullied says, "I feel, I felt bullied and picked on, and I really felt, I was afraid to hit back because I was afraid to get into a fight because he's much bigger than I am." And suddenly, the bully is seeing the bullied not as an object, but as a person. When you see someone as an object, it's much easier because it hurts less to be rejected by an object or to beat up an object than it does to beat up somebody that you see the personality of and you hear the heart of. And so when you when the bully sees that, they're much more likely to befriend the person that they've been bullying because they too need friends just like bullies.
Exactly. Well, welcome to empathy, right?
Welcome to empathy, yes.
And exactly. Got to go to break. More from Dr. Yep. Farrell after this. Stay with us. Too often, we don't know what we don't know. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine and award-winning marketing professional. It reminds me of when, as a new Marine Corps recruit, 87 of us were picked up at a Greyhound bus station in San Diego to be taken to the Marine Corps Recruit Depot in San Diego, California. Some of the new recruits were acting up and a bit animated as if we were headed to an amusement park. And I noticed two Marine escorts in front of the bus looking back at the chaos, shaking their heads with a slight smirk. And it was then that I wondered, okay, what do they know that we don't know? Well, 20 minutes later, we found out what they knew as we were greeted by several drill instructors yelling at us in all kinds of language. Get off the bus, get on the bus, get back on the bus, get off the bus, and then stand in the yellow footprints. Well, today, as we're confronted with the unknown, we can have some encouragement to know that eventually we will know, and it's then that our character is refined and we realize that knowledge is power and must precede the right action.
Are you tired of paying hundreds of dollars or more every month for your family's health benefits? Would you pay as little as $10 a week to save more money on your health care visits? You'll save on dental care, chiropractic visits, telehealth visits, vision care, medical lab work, and much, much more. All of this for one low fee of around $40 a month for your entire family. Ameriplan has been providing Americans with fantastic discount health plans for 30 years. Have access to 250,000 high-quality health providers. Even if you have health insurance, you need to have an Ameriplan discount health plan. And again, for less than $40 a month, your entire family is covered. Best thing you can do is make a free call right now and learn about how our Platinum plan can help you with your health care needs for as low as $40 a month. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. That's 800-781-7641.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Tell you, so gracious, and I should say grateful to have Dr. Warren Farrell back with us, the author of The Boy Crisis. It was 4 years ago when Dr. Farrell and I connected because of his book, The Boy Crisis, and and instantly we bonded. There was just so much that connected us. His concern for boys, and it's quite interesting. Just to give you a little bit of a background here for those that are maybe hearing Dr. Farrell for the first time and going, where has this genius been hiding? You know, and you have heard nothing yet because we're going to be talking about some practical solutions, and you're going to have the same question I have. Is because of all this empirical evidence and research that he has done on behalf of boys and girls and the families, and he's presented to the government, and President Trump had him there at the White House on several occasions. He was a thought leader to help address and offer some practical solutions to what's happening in our country. And it's interesting that in the modern era he is regarded as the head, the leader of the men's movement. But for Dr. Farrell, it started with his involvement with the women's movement. Right, Dr. Farrell?
You're absolutely right. I was on the board of directors of the National Organization for Women in New York City for 3 years and spoke all around the world on women's issues and the importance of secure men being able to understand the value of women who were independent and were their own person and spoke up and spoke forthrightly. And so, but at that point in time, even though there was a lot of criticism of men, the women's movement emphasis seemed to be on the Helen Reddy song, "I Am Woman, I Am Strong," and more recently, it's been focused more on "I Am Woman, I've Been Wronged," and when women portray themselves or when feminists portray women as victims, that is not helping women. Women, people do not respect people who own victimhood as a fine art.
Well, explain to our audience, if you would, for just a moment, because I love this story that you shared with me as to what caused your focus to start looking at boys. And you said you got daughters. I mean, you said earlier you have daughters, and you realize, hey, I got daughters, and they need to marry men. If we're not fortifying the boys and we're not fortifying the gene pool of where my daughters are going to draw from, I mean, heaven help them. Heaven help us, you know?
I mean,
right?
it is so like obvious in a sense. I mean, our daughters are not searching for losers. You know, guys who are strong guys, who are healthy guys, who are productive, who have good emotional skills and so on. So, you know, we're all in the same family boat. When only one sex wins, both sexes lose.
Exactly.
And so this idea of, you know, women this and, you know, go, girls, the future is female. Imagine being a boy if you have a son. And I talked to many, many high school boys, and I asked them openly, boys who don't know who I am, I said, talk to me a little bit about what you hear in school about yourself as a boy and girls and so on. And they almost all come up with, I hear a lot about toxic masculinity. I'm told to sort of take, that I can't be very careful about taking sexual initiatives. I could be a sexual harasser. On the other hand, I look around and the guys that are the most successful with women are the ones that do take a lot of sexual initiatives. But you know, when I pay attention to the rules, I'm told I'm called a wimp and I'm invisible to the girls that I really like. They're told that they, you're not only about the toxic masculinity, but that you have male privilege, you have male power. And I feel like, and you're part of the patriarchy, and all these negative things that they're hearing about themselves. And, you know, when a boy hears constantly some version of, you know, the future is female, that doesn't bode well for his image of him and his future. And so a lot of fathers, you know, what used to be that fathers really wanted sons, and they still do really want sons. However, when you ask a father, you know, given what the story is in the world, you know, would you prefer to have a son or a daughter? Now, a significant percentage, I think it's 82% of fathers say they would rather have a daughter, not because they don't want a son, but because they know the world is better for girls right now. And that is sad. It's sad it was sad when it used to be that way, when it was more reversed.
When
fathers wanted daughters. You know, this is a world that should be, you know, we talk about, or President Biden talks about diversity, equity, and inclusion, but this is not about diversity, equity, and inclusion. This is about exclusion. And, and even the Gender Policy Council that President Biden formed, even the Gender Policy Council, even though the motto of the Biden administration is diversity, equity, and inclusion, the Gender Policy Council excludes boys and it excludes men.
Yeah.
The hypocrisy and the pain I feel for this is just so great. You know, I'm fortunate that states like Florida, the Chris Sprouse, who was the Speaker of the House in Florida, read The Boy Crisis, and he found it was very helpful for him and his wife raising their sons. He has three sons. And he gave the Boy Crisis to the head of the Democratic and the Republican head of the House that was handling family issues. They ended up drawing up a $75 million bill to get fathers more involved in the families. And what I'm happiest about is that bill was voted for by every single Republican and every single Democrat.
Wow.
It's that
obvious. I mean, that's the deal. And this is what's so brilliant about your research, Warren. Warren, I promised you that we were going to spend the majority of this time of this segment to talk about solutions. And again, here we are. I mean, that there's so much yet to discuss, and this is why you have to come back very soon so that we can pick up on this. But let's spend the next 4 minutes on the solutions that you're proposing for this boy crisis, for this this cultural crisis that we're dealing with here in America.
Yes. All right. I'm going to whip down this some ideas just so you get a hint. So, number one, the most important single thing any mom who is listening can do is to get the biological father involved. I'm a stepdad. I wish I could say that the stepdads were as important as biological dad, but kids look in the mirror. They see the half of themselves as their mother. They see the half of themselves as their father.
Yes, exactly.
When they don't have their bio father around, they feel like, what is that part of me about? That's a long explanation, but Now,
well, you and I talked about that before, and the thing is that the biological parents relate specifically to the characteristics of that child. The child, even relating to the mom, sometimes, you know, the mom goes, I don't understand that. I see this dynamic in our family where, you know, my wife will say something about our children, and she can't relate to it. And to me, I'm going, why are you so bothered over that? I so understand it because it came from me. And this is what happens, you know, that the step-parent, who, God bless step-parents for stepping in and taking on this challenge, because, the odds are against them in some regard, because they don't have that instinct, that natural connection that comes from and that's part of the biological process.
Absolutely. If you do have a stepfather, if you're listening to this and you're a mom, it's predominantly a single mom, but you've married a new man, the most important thing to remember about men is that men step up when they're told they're needed. Just think, every generation had its war. Uncle Sam said, you're needed. You're needed to be willing to die. And men stepped up. If you tell a man that you understand what he contributes to his parenting, and there's a whole chapter in the Boy Crisis book just focused on, you know, what is the value of dad's roughhousing? How does it produce empathy? What is the value of dad's teasing? Is it teasing because he doesn't care about the child? No, teasing creates a whole series of ability to have social skills, of understanding nuance, receiving criticism without, more like it's in a smoothie. It doesn't taste so bad when you're sort of teased and playful. There's so many things that dads do that, and you know, I'm not blaming moms on this, because moms can't hear what dads don't say. And I'm not blaming dads, because, you know, the reason I wrote the Boy Crisis book was because no parenting book and no parenting magazine was saying, here is the value of what dads contribute. We now have the data to show that the dad's style of parenting, combined with boundary enforcement, saying that if you're rough, if you hurt your brother, your sister, that's going to be the end of roughhousing, and then following through with making it the end of the roughhousing if they do that again. That combination of the roughhousing with boundary enforcement, the roughhousing creates bonds. The boundary enforcement creates postponed gratification. The child knows that it can't push its brother or sister around without consideration of the fact that they may lose that roughhousing, and so therefore the child does what it doesn't want to do in order to get to what it really wants to have, the more roughhousing. And so there's so many things like this that dads need to do their homework and explain with love and gentleness to moms, to know that mom's style also has an important value to it. The protective instinct can, when taken alone, can become overprotective, but our instincts, when not checked with a mother's instincts, they can go too far as well. Every virtue taken to its extreme becomes a vice. And so we have to, that's part of what needs to be understood.
Yeah. Warren, how much of this stuff is instinctual by men? I mean, we just naturally, fathers naturally do what fathers do. I mean, not perfect, but, you know, some of these things are instinctual, aren't they? We only got about 15 seconds left, so I'm sorry, we ran out of time. Go ahead.
A great many of the things that mothers and dads, as we say, naturally do are definitely instinctual, and they're both important. It's just that either one to a fixture becomes a vice.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL.